Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jalen up there yet? No. A.J. Brown is not talking today. Declined to talk in the Eagles locker room, so we will not hear from him before the Giants game. The next time that we will hear from A.J. would be potentially after the Giants game, but he did not talk after the last game, so he might not talk there.
Anyway. I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Just need to quiet the noise down around A.J.
Yes.
And quite frankly, he's sort of turn the volume up
for
everybody. So he needs to sort of quiet it down, and it will quiet down around him. I'm sure he's had enough of being in the topic of news for everyone discussing him. So, you know, you want that spotlight, and then you don't want that spotlight when that spotlight isn't necessarily a positive spotlight. And so I'm actually happy that AJ is speaking.
And Saquon said he wants to keep the conversations private.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that was the right thing.
But that does confirm there was a conversation.
Yes.
Sort
of. Semi. Yeah. I just want to know how long it really was.
Yeah, like 5 minutes? Yeah.
Well, that's the hours thing is where I'm like,
I don't know about all that.
I don't know
about
there
can't be that
hours,
much to talk about.
Yes.
There just can't be that much to talk.
No.
Well, maybe it could be.
Well, we talk for 4 hours every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it could be. I don't know.
The difference between some commercials in there, they'll be fine.
You know what the difference is?
Text line, maybe?
We're just all big friends. Just one big happy family.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this could be the moment that turns the season. Saquon brings everybody together. I think we said this at some point this offseason. I know I felt this way. I was like, thank God we have Saquon on that side of the ball and in his locker room, because that's the status of player you would need to bridge these two.
Yes.
Anybody just can't do it.
No.
So you need someone of Saquon's stature to be like, all right, fellas, let's figure out what's going on here, man.
Also, he's a skill player who touches matter for him, too. And he just from a...
And that is important.
Yeah.
Because he's sacrificing as well. Like, everybody is there, so you're right. Go ahead.
And I think from a vibe standpoint, he seems to be the most forthright, but also friendly. Mm-hmm. Like, he can... It just seems like he is the right person to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A positive voice, who's usually about... He's about team.
Yeah.
He's about team.
And he's got the cachet. I mean,
Yes, sir.
Without BG there, I mean, BG has the cachet. He's the longest tenured Eagle. He's a two-time or the Super Bowl champ at that point. But, like, he's BG, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and without him.
Yeah, we can use BG.
He knows that.
You think Saquon at some point is saying, well, Daniel Jones and Darius Slayton never did this stuff. I just, everybody was fine. I mean, we stunk, but... You know,
he certainly is used to Daniel. He's used to his quarterback being in the line of fire.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
He dealt with that up there.
That is for sure. Jordan in Princeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
Number one on my list of good things that happened yesterday was James Seltzer wearing a Fish Phillies matchup t-shirt in the center of that picture of the WIP personalities. He just slid that one in there past you guys.
Oh, no, I saw
He's a big Fish guy.
I saw yeah, he's a big jam band guy, big Fish guy.
I didn't even recognize it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phillies and Fish, they sort of go together.
Yeah.
Well, they go together when we're seeing success, and then sometimes, you know, we're not seeing success. And, you know, I like to cook a little bit today. Well, a lot of complaining, a lot of negativity around this team. And Jack put me on last night. We have my kid's great-grandfather is not doing well. We went down to see him this weekend, and we all got to watch the Phillies game together on Saturday night. It was great. You know, they lost, and it sucked, and they lost again, and it sucked. It hasn't killed them yet, which is good, but we all got to be together for this experience, which is really nice. And I was thinking about Alan, her grandfather. He fell down an escalator at Atlantic City International Airport a couple of years ago. He's like 87 years old. He falls all the way down the escalator. He gets right back up and keeps cooking, and I don't think the Phillies are getting up after falling down from that escalator. I just don't see the fight in this team. I complained on the air about the top three hitters. I haven't really complained about the managerial decisions because players play and managers manage. But the one thing, I just looking back over some of these plays, I'm not seeing the heart. And if you don't have the heart, you're not going to win baseball games.
Hold on. Okay, so now I'm turning into Jack after 3.5 hours of this.
Thank you. The heartless thing is the one that's starting
What are we talking about? So Jesus Luzardo showed heart, right? Max Kepler showed heart, right? Nick Castellanos, for all that has happened to him, showed heart, right?
Yes, sir.
JT Realmuto came up with a big hit. Bottom of the ninth, they could have let that game go.
Yep.
Duran comes in there, strikes out the first two guys, ends up even Kirkering, who has been iffy from a head standpoint, comes in there, strikes the first guy out, gets a dribbler on the second one, gets a pop up. You know, he ends up giving up the pitch. Now, if you want to talk about Schwarber and Harper specifically, I think that's fine. I think the rest of the team has shown up. I mean, they played dumb, but they played dumb all year.
Yeah.
They're our dumb team or whatever. But from a heart standpoint and losers and all this stuff, I think we need to take a small step back. I think Schwarber and Harper have come up small. I think Rob Thompson has made a couple of bad decisions. Overall, I think that team has shown some fight in these two games, and I think we're maybe doing them a disservice by labeling the entire team as like gutless at this point.
Do you define a team by the guys in the 7, 8, 9 slot in the order, or do you find your team by the guys that have the $300+ million contracts?
Well, but I don't know.
The big hits?
How many years was Mike Trout on a bad team? Do you define that team by their best player, even though they're not doing anything? You know, there's 26 guys on the team. I agree with you in your number one. If your criticism is that Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber have come up small, I agree. And this is the second straight playoffs that Kyle Schwarber has come up small. I agree 100%. But I don't think you can call up and say this team didn't show up. They're gutless. They're laying down when the team was down 4-0 going into the ninth inning. And they battled 4-1 going into the ninth inning. They battled back to 4-3. They have a guy on second with nobody out. I don't think the team was quitting. I don't think the team didn't show heart. I thought those two guys did not show up. But I would not define the entire team by those two guys. Just like when they are playing well, I don't think it makes the entire team play well.
I accept your counter argument, and I think there's a lot of validity there, but we're going to think back on this era of Phillies baseball, and I'm kind of in the think back mode at this point, because assuming we can't pull off a miracle here, this team shouldn't look the same next year. God, it might. I mean, who knows? It really might, and we might spend a lot of money to keep the same group of guys together, but if we're going to look back on this era of Phillies baseball, I'm not going to think of the fight and the heart as defined by Otto Kemp and Max Kepler, but I am going to think of the failures of the top three guys in our lineup who just have not gotten it done for 2 years in a row now.
But that's for sure, but Shohei Ohtani hit 200 in the World Series last year, and no one is talking about Shohei Ohtani not showing up.
because they won.
But that's the point. Thank you for the call, Jordan. We're agreeing on that part, and I think that this could be, you know, if they lose in Los Angeles, especially in a sort of in an unimpressive fashion, that there could be changes. I think it's possible Kyle Schwarber's not back. I think it's possible, you know, Ranger Suarez isn't back. I think they're going to trade Nick Castellanos. I think it's possible Alec Bohm's not back. All those things, true. The only thing I reject is I think too easily we label professional athletes as being gutless and losers and didn't show up and no heart. And I think you could say that about some players if you want, but labeling the team that way, that is not the team that I saw yesterday. That isn't. I was disappointed in the best players. I do not doubt that. I don't think that team laid down. I think that's insulting to Jesus Luzardo. It's insulting to Kepler. It's insulting to Castellanos, honestly.
Yeah.
JT Realmuto with a big hit in there. They could have laid down, and they did not lay down. They tried to win that game. It just didn't work. I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying it's successful.
No.
None of those things. I just, the no heart thing, I think we go a little too far
sometimes.
There's
a difference between not coming through and not trying.
Yes.
Or quitting. Like, there's a difference. You can be disappointed they didn't come through in their big moments when they should have. Schwarber, Bryce. Yeah. I wouldn't say they quit. They just didn't execute. They didn't hit.
Yeah.
They came up short in that. And I'll say this. This is still a team for me. And I know the series is not over with. And I understand the day after going down 0-2 in this series and having to go out to Los Angeles trying to stay alive doesn't feel good to people. And people are getting a early jump on getting their frustration out. And, you know, they're going to turn their emotions off and they'll watch the game tomorrow with the anticipation of they're losing this game. Yeah. I'm just watching the ending of the season here. And they may or may not win that game tomorrow. But I still like this baseball team. I like the makeup of the team for the most part. And I know there's some things that needs to change with it. I'm just saying that I'm not down on the baseball team from the standpoint of we're doing the whole they're gutless and blow everything up, fire the manager. I don't feel that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't. And I'm disappointed. I don't feel that way about the team.
I just think they need a spark.
Well, yeah. look at what a big difference. Now, ultimately, maybe it won't make a big difference. But look at what a big difference when we talk about changing things on the edges, mm-hmm. whether it is the right field or third base, whatever it is. Look at what a big difference it was to add Harrison Bader. A journeyman, guy who's been on five different baseball teams, mm-hmm. I think, the Cardinals, the Yankees, the Mets, the Twins.
Twins, Reds.
The Twins, Reds, sixth team, 31 years old, could have been had by anybody for $10 million a year, and he made a massive difference in just 2 or 3 months on the baseball, on the team.
Yeah.
This is when we're saying you can't change the core of this team. They're all on long-term contracts, most of these guys. Is you can make a difference in a team, whether it's the manager, whether it is a couple of players here and there with the right vibe and the right maybe urgency or attitude to change mm-hmm. everyone else. I think the Bader thing shows that this team is kind of like leaderless on some perspective. Not that Schwarber is a kind of leader and Bryce Harper is a kind of leader, but they needed somebody to follow. Those aren't leaders that you follow. They provide good things for the locker room and good things for on. They all try hard, but they're not a guy that you follow into and say, this guy is changing how I feel about things. And Bader was one of those guys.
Yep.
Look at how they've gravitated to him. Mm. Every single one of those guys talks about Bader.
Yep. You know? They call him the gift?
Yeah, what a gift.
What a gift.
Oh, what a gift. Yeah.
Bring that back out in L.A.
I mean, how many teams had to be on this? So whatever. I agree with you. I've liked watching them play baseball this year. I've been happy with how resilient they've been. And I'm going to give them, because I'm going to watch the game tomorrow night anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go into it with my heart open, ready for them to win the game.
Stomp on it.
Yes.
Stomp on my heart. I don't care.
Yeah. It's going to suck anyway.
I'm used to it. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. Go right ahead.
Jalen's still late in there?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's waiting till the show is over. I told you he was waiting till the show is over.
Yeah. Jennifer in Tennessee with her monthly or so check-in. You're on WIP. What's up, Jennifer?
Well, actually, I did call because of the fact that I've been just sad and angry. In fact, I didn't even listen to anybody's any sports radio yesterday. But first I want to say, if as a Fox Hill gal of this show, I'd be remiss if I didn't extend my sympathies to Justin of Tennessee, who drove all the way up here and had to watch both the Phillies and the Eagles lose.
Once again, he ruined something.
I told him, I looked him directly in the eye at Stateside Live, and he goes, yeah, fella, we're going to have a good time of the game. And I go, watching the Eagles lose. And he said, oh, that ain't going to happen. Well, you're here, buddy, you know?
He's unbelievable.
Yep.
He ruined last year's Phillies.
Yep.
He ruined the 23 Eagles.
Yep.
No, they won when he came.
But then
that was the Buffalo game.
But then they lost every game after, pretty much. So he's a problem. He's never allowed back in the city.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hope they got back safe.
Next year, though, he just has to let me drive across the state and meet him in Knoxville and ride with him. Then maybe.
There you go.
Maybe, yeah.
If I get to come. So, but also, Jack, I just want to say that even with the losses, that's not a thing. I'm married too. I'm just wanting the rod to bring the Eagles and the Phillies
right
luck.
Yeah, I got you.
And since I have to drive 6 hours to get where Justin is, like, you know, the trip to you all is a longer one for me by myself. And I figured since Justin likes to talk, you keep me entertained. That's more why I want to ride with him. But all
he does
is
like
to
talk.
Jack, I really appreciate you and James after both of these losses, because you guys are like true fans, and you're the best people to listen to, because I feel like I'm getting sympathy and commiseration.
Yes.
And
that is what we bring.
So I want to see how much. So I love the High Hopes podcast, and I'm enjoying your book, and I think you do a lot of good things.
Wow.
But
thank
I
you.
Love
all right,
books,
enough.
But I do Jaylen's love talking. All of you guys, and I just want to say, so since everybody's been negative, I'm going to just be like Ike says, I need to maintain my sweet personality. So
yes.
I'm going to, my message to the Phillies is, you know, play small ball, play clean baseball, and have fun doing it. And, you know, nobody try to be a diva. We don't need any sports.
Not on this team, not on this squad.
We need people to be deemed players.
Jennifer,
anyway, real.
Yep. Yeah, hold on.
We got to go to Jalen here. Jalen's talking. But love you and thank you so much.
Jennifer.
Yeah, let's hear when somebody asks him the frigging question. Let's go.
Saquon talked about you and AJ meeting this week, and there was a report that you three met this week. Can you tell us about that meeting and why it happened?
Yeah, I mean, that's just us talking about the collective, talking about taking ownership for what we can and talking about how we move forward as a team so we continue to find ways to win games.
Why is it need for a meeting, do you think?
It's really just teammates being teammates.
What was your takeaway
in the conclusion of the meeting?
Say that again.
What was your takeaway and conclusion of the meeting?
I don't want to make this about that, right? We got a short week. We got a division opponent coming in here. I enjoyed every second of it, and I'm enjoying every second of every opportunity we have to improve. And so that's what I've always made it about. That's what I'll continue to make it about. It's truly about the collective and what we do and the opportunities we have in front of us. And so everybody in this building just wants to take advantage of that.
What are you seeing out of the Giants, Stephen?
All right, that's enough. Well, he answered the questions good enough.
Yeah.
He acknowledged it happened.
Yep.
You know, just teammates being teammates, total normal stuff. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
After a devastating loss, a self-reflective Spike Eskin cracked open the mic and said the only thing a heartbroken audience wanted to hear. Guys, I'm not a hater. I just see things that you normies don't. I'm like Neo in the Matrix.
Well,
Alex in Lancaster.
Look, it's true. I don't know what to tell you. What's next?
Oh, because of the green monster? No? Oh, that's right. It's the ivy. No? It's because of the altitude and the baseballs and the humidor. I got it. It's because of the pool. Ike's still trying to figure out why Dodger Stadium has so many home runs while talking about other stadiums.
I knew that was making it.
The pool.
The old classic short porch at Dodger Stadium. I don't know why all of a sudden it's turned to a home run haven, but it has.
Should I start asking questions again?
Yeah. Oh, man. What's next?
Obviously, you gotta blow the team up. Elliot at the end of the Bad News Bears.
Oh, wait a minute. I know why it's become a home run haven. Once again, Major League Baseball, cheating. Ohtani's there. They need Ohtani to be more popular so they can be more popular overseas, so they juice the baseballs at Dodger Stadium.
I like it.
Sure.
Oh, they juice the baseballs at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow, only juicing for the Phils.
Yes. Yeah. What's next?
Are you tired of hearing about war? Do you want to punch the dude who talks about defensive runs saved? Join Elliot Short Parks for the new wildly simplistic Odyssey Baseball podcast. Since they didn't win the World Series, everyone was bad and should be replaced. Tim in Newark.
I hit a casty-hating friend with a text last night. It just said casty. And he said, 180-mile-an-hour hit to left field doesn't make up for blah, blah, blah. These dorks and how hard the ball was hit.
Yeah.
The runs don't count for more if the ball goes 100 miles an hour. I got news for you, buddy.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
Big hit.
Big hit. What's next?
People are cynical about the AJ Jalen summit yielding meaningful results, but today Elliot corrected Spike about the game being on Thursday, and Spike did not call him a little B. Anything is possible. Mark in Montco.
Yeah, well, he was right. I was wrong. He was not being a little B. He was just being helpful. What's next?
I agree with Spike. Most people don't respond well to negative feedback at work. Buzz, listening to the show.
I'm making Buzz more famous.
He was horrible.
On Monday.
On Friday.
Friday. Friday. Oh, yeah, he was terrible.
One of the worst.
Yeah.
I think when it started going downhill, he couldn't stop it.
It was snowballs for those guys. Yeah.
He was just like the Phils. Yeah. He started getting tight back here.
Yeah.
He could feel the crowd booing him, you know?
Buzz Kirkering back there. What's next?
And by flip the script, I meant flip the uniform script. Bryce unveiling his Dodgers rivalry pack before Game 3.
Could you imagine? Jack wouldn't show up for work the next day if they lost. If Bryce debuted a Dodgers rivalry pack on Wednesday.
The chrome Under Armour cleats were pretty cool.
I know.
I didn't see those.
They had them on last night.
Okay.
Barely showed up for work today.
Oh, you?
Yeah, it would have been a nice day to take off.
No.
Come on.
It would have been worse, you taking off.
Yeah.
Because Spike and I wouldn't have let up at all.
No. Oh, my God, dude. We'd have kept calling you. And Honest Jack would have made another appearance. Jack, are you doing Fritz the Six?
There's been enough grilling of me.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes, yeah. If they won, would you have done Fritz the Six?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be on till 10.
He would be on for sure.
Okay, so we have TK next. Tom Kelly is next.
Well, he's angry enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'll let it all out.
Who's going to lay into? I predict Teeks is not going to let the players off the hook by letting them blame Rob Thompson. There he is. There's my guy.
There's our middle backer.
There he is. Man. There he is at 5'3".
Fire hydrant.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, man. 3-win football team. That's their leader right there.
He's not really.
He wore a C on his chest.
Yep.
He had a C.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.